One starts with something from last week's Sefer, Parshas Emor, and that should not take up most of the time. And with the remaining time, I'd like to say over something that I've said here in the past. There are always new faces, so some of you haven't heard it. And I've said it hundreds of times, so I've heard it many more times than you did for me, so let's start with something from last week's Sefer. In last week's Sefer, we have mentioned two parts of the avodah, the service in the Mishkan and later in the Beis HaMikdash. One is the lighting of the menorah, and the other is the placing of matzah, it's called the lechem hapanim, the shewbread, it really was matzahs, on the shulchan, on the table in the mikdash and the mishkan. Now by both of them, it says that they had to be done tamid. Now the word tamid can have two connotations. One, tamid means constantly, and the other is consistently. And according to many opinions, the menorah was not burning constantly, but it had to be lit consistently every day. But it only burned at night. And the lechem hapanim, the bread on the table, had to be constant. It was there constantly. It was put down on Shabbos, and when it was put down, the other one was taken off, left there till the next Shabbos, and then put down. So there was never a time that there wasn't lechem, there wasn't this matzah on the table. Now why? Why was the menorah a consistent mitzvah, whereas the lechem hapanim was a constant mitzvah? So perhaps the idea is the following. There are things in this world that are physical, natural. The natural physical world is a constant. It functions constantly without change. It's governed by the sun. The sun rises, the sun sets. Right? There's no change in the Ein Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. Underneath the sun, there's nothing new. It's a constant cycle. Constant cycle. And that is the physical, natural world. See another idea in a second. On the other hand, the spiritual world has constant renewal, like the moon. The spiritual world corresponds to the moon, which changes. It's not constant, but it's consistent. There's a consistent cycle with ups and downs. It's not a constant thing like the sun, but it's consistent. And in addition, we can say the following, that the physical world has no existence of its own. It needs spiritual powers to constantly give it an existence. Those spiritual powers are like the neshama to the body. The body, the physical plan, can't exist by itself. But as long as the neshama influences and sends power to that body, so then the body can exist. On the other hand, spiritual things themselves have their own existence. Okay. Therefore, the lechem hapanim represented the physical world, parnasa, physical material sustenance in this world. It was the power, the spiritual power, by having that bread on the table, in the Mishkan, in the Beis HaMikdash, that influenced a spiritual power that gave kiyum, that gave existence to to the physical world, to the physical panos of the world. This was the spiritual power that fueled panosa, that fueled the physical things in the world, not just panosa. But let me just connect in over here. So the bread on the table in the Mishkan provided the spiritual power that fueled the physical things in this world. Both Parnassa and everything that was involved with the physical aspects of society, the infrastructure of society. And therefore, that was related to Shabbos. In last week's Seder, we also have Shabbos discussed and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Moed. Shabbos is the same idea. Shabbos is the spiritual force that gives existence to the physical world. The Or HaChaim quotes a Zohar. The Zohar says, that it says, Ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es haShemayim es haaretz. It doesn't say, in 6 days God created the world, but he created the world 6 days. And he explains, the world has a battery pack. It can exist for 6 days. If its battery is not recharged, it ceases to exist. What is the charger? What gives energy, power, for the world to exist another 6 days? Shabbos. Without the Shabbos, the batteries of the world would run down. So Shabbos is the spiritual force that fuels and gives existence to the physical world. And therefore, Shabbos is a constant, even though it only comes once a week. But it's governed by the sun, constant cycle of days, day and night. And also there's a mitzvah to remember the Shabbos every day. That's why we say Yom Rishon b'Shabbos, Hayom Yom Sheni b'Shabbos, because we draw the constant influence of Shabbos into the physical world in order to keep it going. So the physical world needs a constant supply of energy behind it to keep it going. If it doesn't have that constant supply, it would cease to exist. So therefore, the bread on the table, which is the spiritual force behind the parnassa, behind the infrastructure of society, needs to be constant. And therefore, it's related to Shabbos. When do you put the bread on the table? On Shabbos. When do you take it off? The next Shabbos. It's there constantly from Shabbos to Shabbos. So that's the physical world. That's constant. That's under the sun. And that is the bread related to the infrastructure of society, a constant flow of energy that's necessary for that physical plan to exist. On the other hand, spiritual things don't need constant influence or constant energy to keep them going. They have their own energy. They are energy. So they have an existence of themselves, the spiritual world. Except spiritual things, when they come into this world, need to be strengthened from time to time. Because in this world, they have their ups and their downs. Sometimes they're weak, sometimes they're strong, sometimes they're hidden, sometimes they are open, overt, and noticeable. Right? So they themselves don't need to have energy to keep them going. They have their own energy. But when they come into this world, then sometimes they're hidden, sometimes they wane, sometimes they wax. So they need, like a shot in the arm from time to time. They need things that will help to strengthen them consistently. But they don't need a constant flow of energy to keep them going. That's what the menorah represents. The menorah represents the light of Torah. Now that light doesn't need something
to constantly give it what's it called strength. The light of Torah, which is aided by the menorah, just like the parnassus aided by the shulchan, doesn't need it to be constantly flowing energy into Torah. Torah itself has its own seal. But Torah in this world sometimes is hidden. Sometimes it's weakened. And that's the symbol of the menorah. When do you light the menorah? At night, not in the daytime. The Gemara says, Shrag of the Tiyorah Mahani. What do you need a candle in the daytime? When the Torah is strong, you don't need anything to strengthen. So you don't need a menorah to give power to Torah when it's strong. So when the Torah becomes hidden at night, and this world becomes dark, it's not that the Torah needs to be strengthened, but it's hidden because of the darkness of this world, because of the difficulties in this world. Then you need the menorah to add a little boost, to uncover that which is hidden. So therefore the menorah is consistent, but it's not constant. And that's why the Yom Kippur is a consistent thing, but it's not constant. It comes from time to time when we need a shot in the arm. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, and Kippur, and so on. That's why Shabbos corresponds to the creation itself, the physical world, and therefore it is the spiritual energy, constant, to keep the physical world going. And the Yontif more represents the Hashgachas Hashem, God's involvement with the world. Not the actual creation of the world, but God's ongoing involvement. That's not constant, that's consistent. It changes. Changes according to various circumstances or whatever. So Yom Kippur represents that consistent Hashgacha, God's divine providence in the world, which doesn't need to have an energy source to keep it going. The world needs an energy source. But it needs to be strengthened, weakened, it needs to be uncovered, because sometimes it's hidden. It's interesting. The Rambam has a different opinion. The Rambam, and so to the Rambam, say that the menorah burns constantly, but not all of it. Six of the candles burnt, what's it called, only during the night. But the seventh one, the Ner HaMaravi, the western candle, which according to some was the middle candle, burned constantly. So the menorah also had a constant idea. And here again, six represent the strengthening of Torah. That doesn't need a constant strengthening, only consistent. The seventh represented something else. It represented God's presence amongst the Jewish people. And that's something that was not necessarily constant. And therefore it needed constant renewal. It needed constant energy. Because it wasn't something that by its nature was constant, as Torah is by nature constant. Because God's presence can lead the Jewish people, we can go into ghosts. And therefore, the Ner HaMaravi, the western candle, the middle candle, had to burn all the time. Because it was giving energy to something that needed constant energy source, because it was something that could cease to exist. I was thinking, in last week's Seder, there's also the mitzvah counting the Omer. The Omer also has two ideas, counting the days, which is constant, and counting the weeks, which is consistent, but not constant. Every week, separate thing. You only mention the week once a week. I was thinking, there are various ideas given behind the counting of the Omer. The most famous is that we are preparing for the getting of the Torah. We know that after 50 days from leaving Egypt, we get the Torah, and they counted fervently to prepare themselves and to what's it called, to purify themselves or whatever. So one idea that this, the counting of the Omer, has to do with spiritual things. But there's another opinion. that the counting, the omer has to do with physical things, specifically with parnasa, because this is the time of year that the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael, when they depended on agriculture, were very busy harvesting first the barley crop and then the wheat crop between Pesach and Shavuos, like it says in the Megillas Rut, was between Tetzir Sa'ori and Tetzir Chitim, between the barley harvest, which was around Pesach time, and the wheat harvest, which is around Shavuos time. So one commentary, the Rokeach, says God was afraid that people would get so involved with their harvest, and they were out in the fields, they would forget when Shavuos was. So he made us count every day so we'd remember to keep Shavuos. Otherwise, we may forget. A second idea that's connected to the harvest is that every day we counted, we thanked God for the part of the harvest that already went by and that we merited to have a successful harvest, as successful as it was, and it also was a sign to pray for the future that the rest of the harvest should be successful. So the counting of the Omer was a sign of thanking God for the harvest that already was and praying that that which is yet to come would be successful. So we see that the Omer also has in it a concept of the physical world, the world of sustenance, of parnassa. And there's no contradiction, because in any Tanakh, in Torah, if your parnassa is not successful, you won't be able to have Torah. And if you get too involved in your parnassa, too involved in that harvest, you may forget about the Torah completely. So the Torah wanted us to count the days, not to forget about the Torah when we were harvesting, and to realize that if the harvest wasn't successful, we wouldn't have Torah, because without Tenach, there's no Torah. Without a physical sustenance, you can't have Torah. So the two really go hand in hand. But since there is a physical aspect of the counting of the Omer, it refers to the physical world, and there's also a spiritual aspect. It refers to Torah and the spiritual world. Therefore, we have two mitzvahs. One, to count the days, constant. Constant refers to the physical. We need to constantly be aware of how to make the physical positive, otherwise it's going to become negative. So we need a constant reminder on the physical side. And the weeks is consistent. That's referring to the spiritual. For the spiritual, you don't need to keep constant, but you need to, every once in a while, give yourself a shot in the arm. So every week, we count that week in order to consistently prepare for the giving of the Torah. So it could be for that reason the Torah gave two mixes, one more constant and one more consistent, based on this concept that the constant refers more to the physical things and the consistent more to the spiritual things. And that's in life, it's like that too. There's times that a person has to function consistently, but not constantly, and there's certain things you have to do constantly. There's a passage that says, Kove Hashem Yachlifu Koach. Those that trust and hope in God constantly renew their strength. Yorutsu Velo Yafu, they'll run and not be tired. Yelcho Velo Yigo, and walk and not be tired, not be weary. So, what's the two ideas? One is running. Running is something you can't do all the time. You can run in spurts. You can run sporadically. Consistently, but surely not constantly. In the spiritual things, a person has to, every once in a while, run. He has to strengthen himself. He has to put on that spurt of energy. But there's also, in the physical world, the person has to be constant. Yelchu. He has to walk. He has to be constant. It may not be able to run constantly, but you can walk constantly. So there has to be a time that a person is doing things constantly. That's more the physical things. And a person who's doing things consistently, that's more the spiritual, where there's change and there's spurts of energy that a person needs. And the other one you do with moderation, but you keep it up. Because if you don't keep up that moderation and you don't keep up the spiritual forces behind the physical can't exist at all. So that's a little bit of an understanding of a few things in last week's Sedra that have this dual idea of some things that are constant, some things that are consistent. Okay, any questions on this? If not, we'll go to something else. Yeah.
I don't understand this idea of Shabbos being different from the rest of the week, giving the rest of the week some kind of special external power to make it survive the next week.
The idea is the following.
Some kind of physics or something like that. I don't think
Shabbos, the physical world, being just a body, has no life. What's the neshama of the physical world? Shabbos. Shabbos gives the physical world a goal. The purpose of the physical world is to prepare for Shabbos, just like the physical world prepares for the world to come. So that which gives meaning and existence to this physical world is the fact that here's where you prepare for the world to come. So Shabbos, which is a symbol of the world to come, gives the world a goal, a purpose. That gives it meaning, that gives it existence also. Once a person keeps Shabbos, he learns how to use this world properly. Shabbos precedes the week and it follows the week. There's both aspects. The previous Shabbos is a lesson of how to use the world properly, and only after you learn that lesson does the physical world have a right to exist. You have a right to use the world. And when you understand what the goal is and you work towards that goal, that gives the physical world something to work towards, and therefore it itself has existence because it is a means to reach an end, and the end is eternal. So the means become eternal when they are a preparation for that eternal end. When they are only for themselves, they have no existence themselves because they're just a body. Here it puts the soul into the week. That's the concept. The Shabbos adds the soul, the spiritual meaning, to the physical world and gives it existence. That's it.